One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
And a one, and a two, and a three, and a four, and a one, two, three, four.
Hello. Hey guys, what's up?
Hey,
how are you? Welcome to the episode of Late to the Party.
Welcome to this normal conversation.
Welcome to this totally normal episode.
That we're starting. In a very different way.
Yes. Because, what was that? Were you expecting a...
song?
Oh, were you expecting a little song?
I was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well then, listen to this sick beat, okay? And a one, and a two, and a three, and a four, and a welcome to Late to the Party, episode 13. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam.
Bam! Dun 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 dun. Episode 13 party. Not the lounge part. Episode 13.
And that's the episode.
That's episode 13.
We got you guys. I know that when you were tuning in, you were like, oh my God, are they not going to do a song?
Well,
is it over?
Yeah. Definitely.
I definitely got Brad. Brad looked at me like a kid that just got his candy taken.
Yeah, I was
away
like,
from
is
him.
This something we discussed? Are we not doing the song anymore? I thought she was punking me.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah, I had this bit planned out all
like,
day.
Yeah, good bit. Well,
yeah, all right.
Now it's over.
Now we all have a bit that we
now
so
we can't
anyway.
Forget. So what's
Welcome.
Been on your mind this week?
Welcome back. So it's been an interesting week.
Why has it been such an interesting week? Why don't you just tell me?
So there's been a lot of internet drama.
Ooh,
recently.
I love internet drama.
A lot
tell
of internet
me more.
Drama. So here's the thing. Brad and I meet a lot of people.
We sure do.
We meet a lot of people on the internet.
Yes,
we bring
we do.
A lot of people around. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people that we meet are really great.
Yeah,
really
I would
great.
Say
we can
most
vouch
of
for
them.
Them.
Are great.
Most of them are great.
Mm-hmm. But every
sometimes.
Once in a while, every once in a while, you get somebody who's not as great.
Yeah, just a little. So, let's rewind the clock back to what 2022.
Rewind the clock to 18 months ago.
Yeah, no, it was like.
Was it a while ago?
Well, damn. So in like 2020. Yeah, I think it was like 2022. Mm. In 2022, I was mutuals with this guy, Julian, from the band Loveless.
And what happened with you and Julian from the band Loveless?
Well, Loveless is a pop punk band.
Of course.
And they went viral on TikTok for their covers.
Several times,
they
yes.
They did a lot of cool covers of... different pop songs, and mm-hmm. It would be like, what if this song was pop punk?
Yeah.
And that's kind of like where they got their start. And it was good. Their songs were good. We had become mutuals. We befriended each other. And I think I had met him for the first time at your wife's a birthday party.
Yes, that's definitely possible. My wife and I, there are lots of social events. We have lots of people come.
I was like, hey, man, like, I'm going to be in L.A. Mm-hmm. I know that you're in L.A. I'm going to be there with my friend Scumbag Dad and his wife, Hannah, for her birthday. Mm-hmm. Like, do you want to come and meet my friends? They're all content creators, too. And he was like, okay. And so then I brought him into the group. And then, like, that is kind of how all of that started.
Should we get to the meaty stuff?
Well, basically, they got canceled this week.
Yes. A very, very significant cancellation.
Yeah.
As we all know, pop punk bands and their people tend to be known for being fairly messy. It's one of the, I would go so far as to say it's one of the staples of the scene. I would say that if you are in the pop punk emo scene and you don't encounter at least one band that's been canceled for some sort of graphically bad offense, then you really haven't been in the scene very long.
Yeah, I know, it does happen all the
time. So he started to feud with someone who he was on tour with, a band.
Yeah, so
Parks.
Basically what happened was that Loveless got the opportunity to open for the band Water Parks. Water Parks is another kind of like pop punk sort of band. They opened for them on tour. And then apparently, like, the tour didn't go all that well. Mm-hmm. Tour didn't go all that well. And what happened? So Julian does this thing. Julian, the lead singer of Loveless, he, like, does this thing where he, like, can't stop tweeting all the time about stuff.
That's a big problem.
Yeah. Like, he can't help himself from tweeting all of his feelings.
It's a big problem.
And because it's gotten him in trouble a lot. And he'll go through phases of like deactivating his Twitter account and bringing it back up. But this time it was bad because all the Water Parks fans, like, he basically had like said online that he had a bad experience with Water Parks and he wanted to like get all of the Water Parks fans out of the fan base, out of the Loveless fan base, the Rack Pack, that's what they were called.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they wanted to cut them out. And then like all this stuff started coming forward. Like Austin, the lead singer of Water Parks, was like, he started tweeting about it on his like private Twitter account, mm-hmm. and was like calling Julian out. He was like, he was difficult to work with. He allegedly has like a Snapchat where he's like messaging young people.
Questionable people.
Yeah, people who are young. And people were like, oh, that's not good. And all of this other stuff kept coming forward. And the biggest thing was that they found like the Loveless, oh no, the
Parks
Water
fans.
Parks fans like did some digging, uh-huh. and they found out that he had a domestic abuse, domestic violence charge from like 2018 because allegedly he tried to throw his ex-girlfriend off of a balcony.
How high was the balcony?
I don't know.
Just kind of curious the level like of the balcony. Not that it makes it better.
Yeah.
Not that it makes it better, but you know, I think if, you know, some balconies are like on like a half floor, maybe above a pool.
Yeah, no, it didn't specify, but it was.
Because if it's like a 7-floor balcony, then that is an attempted murder.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, so that's very scary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the thing, is that we get introduced to people all the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes we meet people that were like, oh, I like this person's cool, but like, oh, I just heard a thing about this person. I think this is probably like the craziest thing that we found out about
someone. This is our first time that we've had someone who we considered a friend be revealed to be like somebody who received a very serious criminal conviction. That involved violence. Mm. That's what I will say. That's kind of crazy. Yeah. I mean, if he had never fought with water parks, I feel like this probably would not have come to light, because I'm guessing it was like, you got to do some digging, and you would only do digging if you have some sort of emotional reason to. And it seems like the feud, like if anything, this should be a cautionary tale, is that Loveless essentially tanked their career because of something that happened in the past that allegedly seems to have been totally avoidable if they didn't bring this fight with Parks to the public. So it's one of those, like, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stone situations, right? Like, if I knew I was hiding some horrific shit, like that was like a domestic violence charge, I would do a lot to not anger like a large group of people.
Yeah. That's the thing, is that, like, I don't think that he can help himself. So even if the water parks thing didn't happen, I think it would have only been a matter of time.
I mean, maybe, but let's say it was 5 years from now, and say he was a huge A-list artist. It wouldn't have mattered.
That's kind of like, that is a point that some people were making on Twitter. Yeah. They were like, because it was like
he got cut off. But if this happened 3 years from now, if he didn't have the fight with water parks, like there's a rapper who's like known for notoriously just beating the crap out of people, multiple domestic charges, but it doesn't matter because as many come out, the fans will absolutely eviscerate.
Oh yeah. No, anyone the, like, who, fans are, who goes fans after are crazy. Them. For, yeah. No, like, there must be
like a scale somewhere. Like if you commit like domestic violence, you need at least like, I don't know, 3 million Spotify listeners in order to get away with it. Like, that's the thing they should be teaching at these record labels. They're like, listen, man, I know you've got this shit in your past, so you've got to keep that under wraps until we get those Spotify streams up. And then you can, you know, be a little relaxed because we know we'll be able to survive it.
I don't know if they would have survived it. Like, I feel like this comes all... Like,
oh, they would have. I mean, if they were famous enough, I think they 100% would have survived. I think if you're famous enough...
It depends.
If you're famous enough, you can survive a large number of things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just you need to be so famous and powerful, and people need to love your work so much that the idea that you're a flawed person and just like a normal individual or even like a criminal, that has to offend them to their core such that they're willing to either just go online and fight for you all day long. You know what I mean?
But this was just a really crazy thing to, from like our perspective.
Well, because he's such a shy kid.
Well, yeah, like that was our initial reaction to him, was that we're like, oh, this is like a shy boy.
In life, I feel like it's always the people you least expect. When we come,
this is like the stereotypical sort of like the cool, like be careful who you bully in middle school. Like, oh, like watch out for the quiet kid.
Yeah, watch out for the quiet kids. I mean, it's like the quieter individuals, in my opinion, like sometimes I'm a little bit more paranoid about them. Like loudmouths who are braggarts, who say straight up that they're assholes and that they're jerks. You know, I find them to be more trustworthy because I don't feel like they're hiding anything from me. But a person like Julian, who had a history of domestic violence and, you know, having a golden voice can only get you away from so much socially. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, he did his thing. He paid his price. He did his penance. But at the end of the day, like, you know, 2018 wasn't like, it was 6 years ago. I mean, that's a not to say I'm defending it, but like in the event he had like maybe three or four times the listeners, they might say, hey, look, it was 6 years ago. Screw you for giving him a hard time. I love the music. And he would have been fine. But it seems he's not, because the label seems to have dropped him and the tour seems to have been canceled.
Yeah. The fans have been getting emails saying that they're like tickets were being refunded and stuff, and they weren't listed on Rise Records anymore.
Well, welcome to our emo band news section of the Late to the Party podcast. That's right.
It is. It's just very interesting because this is the first time that we've known someone
who had that happen.
So
if you're a Loveless fan and you listen to our podcast, please, you know, if you don't feel comfortable listening to it anymore, please listen to TX2. The TX2 is our friend, emo rocker. Sure. He's not a perfect person, but at least he's funny about it and hasn't beaten anybody up.
Oh, God.
So there you go.
No, he hasn't. Yeah.
He hasn't. Well, man, if I found out Evan's been beating people, Evan, you are in so much trouble.
I'm
very mad. I will delete all of our collabs and talk very badly about you.
Yes.
Anyway, so now we've offered them an alternative. And if you want to listen to other emo music, listen to TX2. If you're tired of emo music, you can just tune into my Spotify playlist, which I never ever plug. You know, I've got a Spotify playlist of all the bands I've been in over the last like 20 years.
Wow.
See, even Stonzy didn't know this.
No.
There exists. I got so tired of telling people. Like, I would get into conversations about the music I used to write, and I would get so tired of telling people to go to any of it. I'd be like, just look for Scumbag Dad playlist on Spotify. And there's, you know, like a shit ton of songs that represent like 22 years of trying to be a musician and failing.
But like, seriously, I'm like, there's something in the water this week with all these.
Yeah, a lot of cancellations, a lot of people acting unhinged, especially on TikTok.
A lot of unhinged behavior online. Did you see the video about this woman who, she was just making videos because she said her husband was going through like a psychotic break and she was really nervous for him, and she was getting his parents involved because she was like afraid he was gonna like hurt himself or someone else, and he was trying to convince her that she was the crazy one. And like, she brought his parents over and he was like going through some sort of like mania where he was just kind of like, I've reached enlightenment and like, you're trying to suppress me.
And she filmed this all?
She was just like, she was talking about it. She was like, so this is just like, this is what happened. And she was like coming online every few hours. She would give us like an update. This happened like a week ago.
Oh no, I didn't
see
this.
She would come in and she'd be like sobbing or like shaking, and she'd be like, so here's the thing. So like my husband, he has a gun, but he says it's like not loaded, but he's just keeping it with him and he hasn't been sleeping. He's like convinced that he's.
That's horrifying.
Yeah. She was like, he's convinced that he's he's basically Lucy. Like, you know that movie Lucy?
No.
Where her brain is like, I don't know, she can access like every part of her brain or something.
Oh, wait. I think I remember this. I remember it wasn't like a super great movie.
Yeah. So, but she was like, he thinks that he's her essentially, and that he's just unlocked all of the different parts of his brain. And she would just keep doing like different update videos. And people were like, you need to like get help. She was like, he wants to install cameras all around the house so that he can watch me because he doesn't trust me. And like,
well, I mean, you are making TikToks about his psychotic break inside his own house. I mean,
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, she's like, he doesn't trust me. Like, he's afraid I'm going to, like, do something. And then she made one final video where she was like, he had a moment where he came down and he was finally able to say that he didn't think that he was all right and he needed to, like, get some help. So he finally went to the hospital. And everyone was like, oh, my God, thank God. Because everyone thought that she was going to die and her kids were going to die. Mm-hmm. And then she made a follow-up video where she was like, this was actually just a reenactment of what actually happened with my husband from January. And everyone was like, you...
That is hilarious.
I was like, huh?
So yeah, she did it for likes. She did it for views.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were like,
and she succeeded.
That is crazy.
Is she canceled?
She deleted her account.
That is a respectable thing to do, but that, you know, I guess she did it as an art project to, like, see if she could trick people.
No, she was like, we wanted to get my husband's story out there, and I used to be a theater kid.
Yeah, so I think that she played it like she wanted to do a skit. Then when she did the big reveal, I'm guessing the audience was very upset. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
So when she saw the negative feedback, she deleted her account because she thought, oh, well, so what if it's staged, right? It's the fiction that makes a difference, which is yet again, like, one of the dumbest defenses for anything. And she deleted it. I guess she's vanished from the internet. She's not doing anything anymore. Like, people will do crazy shit for likes.
It was nuts.
I'm guessing by your eyes, you were very invested in this.
Well, I had seen a few of her videos, and this is the thing, is that, like, Brad and I know people with bipolar disorder.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I've had, like, at least three, like, significant sort of, like
friends.
Yeah, like, just people close to me that, like, have had bipolar disorder, or, like, have had bipolar disorder and, like, not known that they had it and have gone through the, like, the manias, like, the highs and the lows. The
bipolar manias are a hell of a thing to see.
Yeah, so it's, like, it's a tough thing to navigate. So when I saw her videos, I was like, oh, my God, I understand, like, what she's dealing with right now. And, like, oh, that's so scary. Like, she has kids and stuff. But a lot of people were in her comment section, like, really nervous about her children, because they were like, there's a man in the house with a gun. And then apparently someone did some digging and they were like, oh yeah, because she had mentioned that she was like, my husband grew up in a cult, but now
they found him.
Yeah,
got it.
And but now they were like, we think that they're all in the cult. We think that they're all in a cult.
God,
and yeah, I know,
that they're, is so tiring.
I was like, what? It just continues, and I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. When I saw people originally, like, being like, I think she's probably lying, I'm like, oh, come on, man.
No, man, that's I think that's one of the great tragedies of our world, is that I am starting to assume that everybody pretending to be sincere online is lying, because it's just so much more efficient and cost effective to do that instead of portray the real thing. And you'll get way more views, and you'll get idiots defending them in the comments like, whatever, it's just like reality television. You know, if you're not a good writer, just say it really happened. That's one of the problems we're sort of, like, seeing in, like, fiction and social media in general, is that we've got 100 million bad writers who simply make up for the fact that they're bad at coming up with things by just saying, this is real. Because once you say this is real and you portray it as real, you gain, I don't know if there's a mathematical equation, but you'll gain like 150% more interest. If I start my video with like, guys, this really just happened, I'm so nervous, locked in. You know what I mean? Locked in. Why would I be lying about this? There's one guy online. I don't remember his name, but people send me his stuff all the time, like satirize this guy. All he does is he makes up lies. He tells stories as if they're news, and they're completely fabricated. There's no joke. There's no satire. There's no turn. And sometimes his videos get very popular. I don't want to give him any views because I think he's stupid. But it sort of shows that if you just spend time lying to people and telling them the thing you say is true, you will generate far more buzz online far more quickly because you can just churn out the stories. I could go online and I could say, guys, I'm so nervous. This just happened. Some guy just stole my fucking shoes right out from under me. He took a weapon and he stole my shoes right here, downtown Central LA. Look, I'm right by the Whole Foods. Can you believe it? Right. And then I put my shoes back on and go about my day. That story will get a billion views because they'll be like, wow, he just got robbed in front of Whole Foods. Then I could walk one block, come up with another one. Oh my God, guys. I just got assaulted in the middle of the road. It happened right over here. Like, it's such a cheap, dirty trick. I don't even know where I'm going with this.
Brad's going on a Brad rant.
I'm going on a Brad rant. it's over. I'll cut myself off. I'll cut myself off there. Brad rants must be a thing that my friends know me for at this point. And it's only triggered by like one very specific subject, which is just like lying on the internet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that story is a perfect example of something that would trigger me. Like, this is what's wrong with society today.
Oh man, it was just so crazy. I'm like, you must know that it always comes out.
Yeah. Well,
and the Mr. Beast stuff is crazy too. Cause I know we already talked about it on here, but did you hear he like broke the Geneva Convention?
Yeah. Every day I seem to learn something new about Mr. Beast that I dislike. And
What was the Geneva Convention thing?
The Geneva Conventions were a series of rules that dictates how
I know what the Geneva, but like, what did he break?
So he had an employee essentially sign up for a challenge where he's supposed to stay awake for a certain amount of time. And like the way they tortured him and sort of socially coerced him into staying in the room. You know, if I'm not saying it's worse than the Geneva Conventions, but like the amount of like, I think it had to do with the light. I could be wrong, but the way they were keeping him up all night and screwing with him was something that like prisoners of war aren't supposed
to
get.
That's crazy.
That's not crazy when you consider the entirety of the Mr. Beast channel is all about exploiting people who need money. Like it was eventually going to get to that level anyways. As the viewer gets used to a certain level of like normal game show, you know, and the normal game show gets boring, like guy being tortured, guy being put through physical challenges, as the audience demands more and more, it's going
to
get
there. He's so close to having his own saw traps.
I mean, it's basically that's what the Beast games were basically like a saw trap in the middle of the field.
I know, it wasn't even like, because I know they advertised it almost like it was supposed to be Squid Games adjacent, but like Squid Games, they played actual games.
Yeah, well.
But like what they did in Beast Games was like.
Beast Games is like.
It was like Hunger Games-esque
correct.
Almost. Yeah.
They get 2,000 people, they divvied them up into like teams of like 500 each, and they're like, all right, guys, run to get the suitcases. And so all the old people and all the women got destroyed by like the younger dudes.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
I mean, at the end of the day, the Beast Games is sort of like the next logical step. You know, you you talked all your famous friends into being in your stupid little skits all day. You run out of famous friends. You know, everybody's done these little goofy challenges. Well, what are you going to do? Well, put them in situations where they could get hurt. I mean, it's basically just smarter David Dobrik. It's just like David Dobrik 2.0. You know, the Dog Pack 404 has sort of like opened the floodgates. Some guy did a video on how like Team C and Team Trees were like a net zero donation scheme that like, yeah, they're not helping anything. They're actually polluting more by putting the boats out here that are like cleaning up the trash. They're not removing enough trash to make it worth it. It's just another huge tax write-off. And, you know, it doesn't matter because he does, you know, because he's done good deeds in the past and you can use that as a fucking shield for anything. You know, that's just the world we live in. Yeah. I mean, I was supposed to be on a Mr. Beast collab.
I know.
Did I talk about that on the podcast?
You haven't.
Yeah, like it was over a year ago. They wanted me to do an evil Mr. Beast bit, which I happily obliged. And like I pitched three big ideas. And what I learned is that, you know, in the event we were going to schedule them, we were going to do the entire skit without him there. Like spend one day planning and rehearsing and performing the entire skit without him there. And then the next day he shows up for 10 minutes, just like as a body, like saying the words, and then he leaves to do another project, you know? So in a way, I mean, maybe he's just that busy, but like that's really impersonal. You know, the entire thing is sort of morphed around you and he's probably like checking a couple boxes. But then when it comes time to actually shoot, he shows up just like an actor. He's told what to say. Here we have da 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 da. And then they're like, all right, Beast, get out of here. You got like five more of these to do. You know, we talk about like the commodification of content all the time and how there's no like art and creativity in it anymore. And it's because of things like that. Anyways.
Well, you know what's interesting was that obviously like you had been sort of like poking fun at him.
I was never poking fun at Mr. Beast directly, but I was always hitting the people who were inspired by him because I find them to be monsters.
But someone had pointed out that like the only people that he follows on like Twitter or something was like are like people that like come after him. Like yeah. People that like say negative things. Those are like the only people that he follows are people that are saying negative things about him.
I mean, maybe he does that. I feel like again, I don't know his personality, but I feel like people in that particular position, they're not following their critics to learn from them. I think they're following their critics so that
they're keeping tabs on them.
They can keep tabs on them and to gloat at how much further they've gone. You know, I feel like one of the kindness guys treated me that way because he blocked me for a while and then unblocked me randomly. And I think it was because he just wanted to sort of like gloat, like, it doesn't matter how many of your fans tag me here, I'm still doing great.
Was it?
It was MD Motivator.
Yeah, that's who I thought. Yeah.
An MD Motivator, big villain.
Boo.
Doesn't matter how many millions of dollars he's got, still rotten to the core.
Boo. Yeah. Well,
it's a shame. Yeah, that's life. You know who I hate so much now online that people aren't figuring out is there are guys, they're like Riz Cam guys that go around with Meta glasses and they film random strangers and they're like, oh, well, I'm selling a course on how to be social. You can be social like me if you listen to my course. And it's just all the videos, just like them saying hello and like complimenting random strangers. But they usually end with talking to pretty girls, right? And several of the girls have rolled into their DMs and like comment sections and been like, I didn't like that I was in your video. You didn't ask me, like, you huge jerk. And they don't care because it was never about being social. It's about making money with the glasses and selling the course. And I made a video about this. I thought it was such a slam dunk. I'm like, listen, these guys are walking around with hidden glasses, filming people for profit, and they're trying to sell a course. Easy, easy ethical debate, right? And people are still rolling into my comments. They're like, oh, there's no expectation of privacy in public. I'm like, that doesn't matter. That was never the point. I just think like, if you had a girlfriend or a wife, like, wouldn't you be a little weirded out if some dude rolled up to her while she looked good at a bar and like was filming her with the intent to like pretend to pick her up and then post it to his for-profit fucking channel? Like, that's okay. That's okay, right? And, you know, the conversation as usual dissipates into, you know, internet mudslinging, but how's that related to Jimmy? How's that related to Mr. Beast?
Another Brad rant.
Yeah. I feel like Mr. Beast getting canceled will only improve the world because I feel like the people who try to copy him and do low budget versions of him, they're bad people. When you read the Mr. Beast memo that got sent to his company, that's like, we don't accept no for an answer. If a business doesn't want to do it, we find their friends who are fans. We find their parents, their kids, like find them, like this sort of stop at nothing mentality that's infected grind culture, alpha male culture. It's spread its tendrils so far that now you have to look for it. This is where I was going, sort of. You have to look for it in those social hidden glasses videos. That's just another tendril of the Mr. Beast generation's mindset of like, try to get views at any cost. As long as you say it's for a nice thing, people aren't going to get mad at you. So say it's for socialization. Say it's to improve confidence. But at the end of the day, it's all about money. And the guys who make it know it. And I know it. And they know I know it. But their fans are just so fucking gaslit into thinking that it's the right thing to do.
Wow.
Wow. What a shitty world. Mm. So this has been a less than optimistic episode of Late to the Party. Well, we opened up. We something good must have happened. Like, you know, we could talk about
something
some
good
bouncy
must have
stuff.
Happened this week.
I feel like we owe our listeners at least the courtesy of like being funny.
I will say we just had the Olympics. And the Olympics were a lot of fun. I don't know if you watched any of it.
I didn't watch a single sport of the Olympics.
I really enjoyed the Olympics. I liked watching the Olympics. There was a lot of drama that came out of the Olympics. One of the bigger things that came out of the Olympics was there was a Algerian boxer named Iman Khalif, I think her name was. She's obviously a muscular woman. She's a boxer. She was competing against a boxer from Italy.
Yeah.
And she absolutely like
pummeled her.
Pummeled her. Yeah. She like it was like one punch and then she was just like out. And that woman was like a lot smaller than she was. Mm-hmm. And so every transphobe on Twitter was like, well, that's a dude. And like literally everyone was saying that, like all the shitty people, like libs of TikTok, Elon Musk, J.K. Rowling.
Jake Paul, I think, as well.
Logan Paul. Logan Paul mentioned it. So like they were all talking about it. I think we might have talked about this on like the last one of the last episodes, maybe. I think I might have brought it up.
I think so.
But a funny update is that she's like, there's a lawsuit now and she's like suing Elon Musk and J.K. Rowling and they could potentially face prison sentences.
Yeah, I mean, that was I don't know what the laws are out there like in England, but I mean, it was a lie that
it was, I think it's France
that was meant to hurt. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I'm sure the laws differ from country to country, but you know, if you've got a gigantic platform, you decide to lie about someone in a way that like will definitely harm their ability to earn money or reputation. And the thing you said wasn't true. Well then, yeah, you should experience legal consequences.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't know. It was like they had like 2 weeks or something to find concrete evidence that she wasn't a woman. And that I'm like, you're never going to be able to prove that because it's just not true.
They can always fake it.
No, no, they can't. To bring it up in court, like, no. Yeah, so I was like, you're done. You're an idiot. But everyone, the funny thing about J.K. Rowling is that, like, people were joking about, like, the mold on her, like, on her walls. And apparently, like, she used to have this profile picture where in the background someone was like, is that black mold on your wall? Like, she had this photo where it looked like there was black mold in the wall. So then the joke became that, like, the mold was just crawling up her walls and, like, forcing her to be transphobic because it was, like, controlling her mind.
So the mold is whispering, like, hey, JK, listen to us.
Tweet it. The transphobic.
Send the tweet.
Send it.
My precious.
I actually made a skit basically about that. I haven't uploaded it yet, but maybe by the time that this episode airs, it will be out there. But yeah, like it like the mold creeps up and she's like, maybe I'll write a book today. And then the mold's like, silence. Silence, JK.
Tell the world what you really think a woman is.
Transvestigate for me.
That is very, very funny.
She's like, no, I can't.
She just can't help herself, man. If I had that level of wealth, you would not hear from me.
This is the thing. You know what? This is a big theme for this episode. It's like, you get to a point.
And then you become a villain.
Where you have all the success. Yeah. And then you're like, why don't I do crime? Why don't I do crime and do bad things?
No, I guess this proves that it can happen at any level. This has been a very educational video because, you know, we see it with Loveless, who's sort of like, you know, not world famous. We see it with J.K. Rowling, more fame and money than anyone could have in the world. Mr. Beast, number one YouTuber, also turns out to be a huge dickhead. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a dickhead, you're eventually going to get called out for it. And idiots who listen to this are going to be like, well, if you make enough money, it doesn't matter. And I'm just going to tell them that they were raised wrong and that they have emotional issues and should seek a qualified therapist, because that's the kind of thing that leads to bad stuff in the world. Like, just being like, oh, they made money, it's okay. Like, no, it's not. Anyways.
No, it's not. So don't be bad. We're so smart.
look at us dickheads.
We're so smart. Don't be bad.
Rule number one, don't be bad. Rule number two,
don't be bad.
See rule number one.
Rule number one.
Rule number three.
Rule number two, don't bring. Rule number three, don't break the Geneva Convention.
Yeah, Geneva Conventions are there for a reason. Hey,
that one's
guys.
A no-go. That's a no-go,
that's
you
it.
Guys.
That's the end of the rules. That's it.
Those are the rules.
Yeah, as long as you
and,
can.
And number, actually, rule number four, have fun.
That's why we never really believed the Ten Commandments, huh? That because there wasn't like rule number 11, and don't forget to have fun. We're like, all these, you're trying to cut out all the fun stuff, eh? Don't forget to have fun. I think we'd have more converts if they just
would.
put that one in
there.
Right
we
there.
Go.
Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not covet the neighbor's wife. And don't forget to have
don't
fun.
Don't forget to have fun. Thank you, Moses.
We like that Yay. Part. Put that one up in the.
I'd be a follower.
Put that one up in the workroom.
Well. On that note,
I guess we're going to close this episode.
I guess that's a good place to end it, I think.
Yeah, yeah. At least we got a decent Moses singer in there.
We always love a good Moses singer.
For those of you who are waiting for when do they do this?
When are
the
they
going to
hit
singer?
That Moses singer? Episode 13, baby.
Episode 13, finally.
Finally.
Finally nailed
oh,
it.
Oh, yes.
Waiting for a Moses joke.
Oh, right. Yeah, we have to, you know, let it marinate.
Yeah,
let
but,
marinate.
But now whenever we say, and don't forget to have fun, people will know that we're referencing episode
Moses.
13 of our own podcast.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, wow, and don't forget to have fun.
And don't forget to have fun.
Mug.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Watch people not care about this joke, but only you and I become obsessed with it for the next, like, 6 months.
Yep. And thank
one,
you.
And a two.
And a three.
And a
four.
And a
five.
And a
six.
And a seven. And an eight. And a 9, and a 10, and an 11, and a 12, and a 13,
because it's episode 13.
Oh, yeah, 13.
And thank you for tuning in to Late to the Party, episode 13. Goodbye. You gotta watch me.
We nailed the goodbye.
Yeah, we nailed the goodbye. You gotta watch me on the talk. Come on, man.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.